Seneca Valley Virus, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Animal health officials in the U.S. are busy dealing with an emerging virus in swine that mimics the dreaded foot-and-mouth disease. The Seneca Valley virus has been showing up in pigs throughout the U.S. and, specifically, in hogs imported from Canada by truck. The virus itself is not necessarily the problem, and infected animals quickly recover. But veterinarian Dr. Brad Leemaster says it mimics something much more serious, foot-and-mouth disease, something not seen in the U.S. since 1929.
Clinically, it looks exactly like FMD, and it takes a laboratory test to distinguish between the two. That's the biggest risk with Seneca Valley virus.
Officials have to take the Seneca Valley virus very seriously.
And so we're making detections of this disease several times a week, and that causes a huge amount of work for us. We have to send a veterinarian, we have to take samples, those samples go to the laboratory, and those costs all add up.
The clinical signs on affected pigs are identical between Seneca and foot and mouth, blisters on the nose and feet, and general lameness in the animal. The lab is the only way to confirm the virus. Leemaster says that you cannot take the chance of assuming a reported case is just the Seneca virus.
I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.